Good morning, my family. Glad you guys have joined us this morning. Today's quote comes from Muhammad Ali. He says, "He who is not courageous enough to take risks will accomplish nothing in life." Think about it. It was history's darkest day. The celebratory sounds of the sparrows whose simplistic songs of hope, which usually announced the coming of a new day, was strangely quiet as the sun rose on the Palestinian horizon. The satisfying aroma of the roses held back their aromatic splendidness and stubbornly refused to share the fragrance of love, for love had died. The vibrant colors of the lilies of the valley faded to a paleness that resembled the skin of someone who has never been kissed by the sun. It was history's darkest days. Philosophers searched for meaning, but there was a perplexing meaningless that smothered all their grand attempts to understand life. Every high and lofty thought they gave to the universe came crashing back to the earth like an arrow shot into the sky that could not overcome the reality of gravity. It was history's darkest day. The greatest poets of the day could not find rhyme or reason for rhyme, for the stream of creativity from which their poetry flowed ran dry, leaving them thirsting for words to express their deepest emotions. It was history's darkest day. Business went on as usual, but there was always a strange, foreboding emptiness that no one could escape. Like emotionless robots and empty songs, people went about their business as usual with no passion and no pleasure. It was as if the heart and the soul of humanity had been surgically removed, living like zombies devoid of real life. God is dead. The one who came to save has been savagely brutalized. The creator of heaven and earth has been murdered by the hearts of those who find no need for a savior. The powers of hell are rejoicing. The joy of heaven is silenced. All of creation is wounded and trembles in fear, for death is certain. Jesus is dead. The flowers droop in reverential sadness. The earth quakes with grief. The sun refuses to shine, and God is silent. It was history's darkest days. Hope had died. Life was emptied of dreams. Future has now become meaningless, for it appears that evil has triumphed at the cross. Power for good has become powerless. Morality and meaning have been snatched from the cold hands of God, and now all that once was good has become evil. Honesty and integrity became sin. Charity and compassion became crimes. Love and mercy are emotions for losers, for now that God is dead, only the strong will survive. It was history's darkest days. 2 days after they took Jesus down from the cross, they took his riveted hands and riveted feet down and placed him in the tomb. The world had no answers for her problems. Mother Nature heaved with great sobs of sadness. The pages of the Old Testament now meant nothing. Jesus was dead, and with him died the hope of the world. But just before dawn on the third day, the greatest day recorded in history, the magic and mystery of life began to reappear. The color of the lilies and the fragrance of the roses awakened from a state of mourning with beauty and a fragrance that can only be compared to the splendor of Eden's garden. The tears of endless grief and anguishing sorrow have now become tears of expressed joy at its highest level. God is not dead. Jesus is alive. For early Sunday morning, Jesus leaped from the bosom of death and declared with the reassurance that the greatest minds of history could never successfully debate. All power, he says, in heaven and earth now belongs to me. And like a match struck in a room filled with gas, all of heaven spontaneously broke out in a majestic shout of praise that changed the direction of time and secured the fate of the world forever. He is not dead. Jesus is alive. Let's pray. God, as we have come before your presence in the beauty of your holiness, we are now reminded of what this week means to us. You came into a dark world to live in the midst of a people with dark souls, to die and descend into a dark hell to bring light to the world. We can never comprehend the greatness of your love and the greatness of your sacrifice. What was it that compelled you to come to do this for us? The only answer we can think of is love. Because of your love, you died so that we might live. Because of your love, we now have everlasting life with God in the world of incomprehensible beauty and endless possibilities. So as we pause to say thank you for this amazing love, we pray that just as your love has saved us, that your love during this season of remembering might go out and save our families, our friends, this community, and the world. For we know, God, that you are now preparing an eternal place of glory for us to dwell with you forever. So, God, bless our church and every church that gathers in your name with the resurrection power of Easter, so that you might reclaim your world and establish your kingdom once again on earth. For it's in Jesus' wonderful name, the Savior of our souls. In his name do we pray. Amen. Well, my brothers and sisters, that brings us to another close of Monday morning meditation. But always remember, live each day in love with God. Y'all be good. Until the next time. Bye.